Every year, millions of children write letters to Santa, and parents put them in the mail. Well, as it turns out, things at the North Pole can get a little jammed up. So Santa sometimes forwards the requests to helpers at the U.S. Post Office through its Operation Santa program. One of the largest receiving areas in the nation for these letters is in South Los Angeles, where the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas picks up the story.
The stacks of mail that arrive for Santa at the mammoth U.S. Postal Service Center on South Central Avenue come from children across the region.
I think this little girl is asking for Play-Doh. Says, "Dear Santa, this year I have been nice. I want a Play-Do-Do-Do."
Frances Chi is a teaching assistant at Cal State Los Angeles.
I decided this was my week of Christmas giving. And I normally don't have time to really help out in my community, and it seemed like a good place to start.
She is sitting with about 24 other people who have come to the center to choose a handful of these letters. And hopefully, says Operation Santa volunteer organizer Patrick Reynolds, make a sack full of wishes come true.
For 101 years, the USPS has been giving out letters to Santa Claus, often from needy kids asking for food or clothes. And the public can come down and adopt a letter and send that child gifts. There's no middleman, there's no charity involved when you volunteer in that way.
Some kids won't get everything they ask for, like the one requesting nearly $2,000 in gift cards. Frances Chi also finds a kid asking for a lot less, yet much, much more.
So says, "Hi Santa, how are you Santa? I'm not getting anything for Christmas this year because I already have a beautiful family and beautiful cousins too. I just want you to give the orphans what they always wanted, a mom and a dad for them. For the homeless, I want you to give them their family and, of course, food, too. Sincerely." This is amazing.
That kid will get something special. And, says she, maybe even a handwritten letter of thanks from Mrs. Claus herself. The USPS says people can select a letter from any kid they wish, but Patrick Reynolds prefers to steer people to the neediest. He launched an independent grassroots effort 10 years ago, beanelf.org, to draw attention to Operation Santa, which operates nationwide, but in only 4 cities in California.
We want more people to know about it and volunteer. And if you're alone and sad right now, get up out of your chair, come down to the post office. You will catch the real spirit of Christmas.
Choosing which kids to buy gifts for isn't always so easy.
"Dear Santa, I write to you this year because my parents don't have any money to buy any presents. My dad lost his job.
Dear Santa, I don't need anything for Christmas, but my brother Mike needs a new pair of shoes.
I am 4 years old and I've been very good.
I was wondering if you could make my simple wish come true.
Can you please bring me some toys?
Shoes, size 7, 6, clothes, size 14.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you.
P.S. I will leave a big sandwich for you."
But not all the letters to Santa come from children.
"Dear Santa Claus, my name is Guadalupe. I am 33 years old and I have 3 kids. I am a single mom. I am a housekeeper."
The mothers aren't writing because they're living in Beverly Hills.
Again, Patrick Reynolds.
They're writing because they have real needs.
"I was planning to buy my kids new beds for Christmas. Unfortunately, the beds we saw in the store are too expensive.
And they seem sad. So I began answering the mother's letters equally with the children's.
If you could help me, I'll be very thankful, Santa, and God bless you for making people happy."
The U.S. Postal Service in Los Angeles estimates that it receives several thousand letters for Santa each year. Because of the sheer volume, just a fraction will get answered. Even so, the elves of Operation Santa LA are on pace to deliver gifts to about 1,500 needy kids this year, nearly 3 times the number they delivered last year. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.